Frank Smith says the problem is that high-speed broadband service was not always available in the Valley where it was needed from private providers or competitive price-wise, but the new fiber-optic-based network that went operational on Tuesday is open to those same private providers.
For us, from this standpoint, we're looking to provide an open-access network so that other providers can ride on it to get to and provide service to government business education.
High-speed internet providers can rent space on the 47-mile network using the authorities' own lasers to drive data or their own equipment via the dark fiber, also in the pipeline.
And we made sure that our pricing was competitive and not predatory, because our goal here is not to try to put people out of business. Our goal here is to provide a competitive economic engine here in the area for people to be able to choose.
The goal is to become self-sustaining, says Smith, with funds for operating expenses supplied by local governments going away within 6 years. Gene Marano, WFIR News.